Thank you. that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Thank you. Amen.
Nothing. Joshua, first chapter, verse number 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord God will be with you wherever you go.
Amen. Amen.
Dollar sign,
those who preach and teach. Certainly, our pastors who so willingly serve and shepherd their congregations are worthy of appreciation.
Yes, Lord.
But when we show honor, it is not only the pastor who is blessed, the church congregation is blessed too.
Yes,
amen. Prayer list. All right, let us pray now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Brother Robertson and his wife. Pray, God, right now, the Lord, for thine, the Lord, to touch their son. Strengthen where he's weak and then where he's torn down. We know, God, that it's too hard for you. Thank you for your healing touch. We pray you for the praise report. And prepare to talk to him this afternoon, God. We are expecting another praise report. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A late moment. We ready? Anything else? Leave it out. Page 7. Make sure you read page 7. Page 7. Come on, late moment.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Yes.
God is a good God. God is a great God.
Yes.
He cares for, and not only does he care for, he takes care of his children.
Yes.
Friends, I need to take one moment. This morning's Sunday school lesson was about devotion. And it was an outstanding lesson. And I'm going to summarize it in just one sentence. What are you doing? What are you doing? God has done everything for you. What are you doing? Now, our late moment is going to be about the annual conference. The annual conference starts for the Southeast Alabama Conference on the 9th of October. And the purpose of annual conference is for all the churches in that particular annual conference to come together and to report on their work for the year. Every church in the Southeast Alabama Conference, which is about, I think, 52, somewhere along the way. And all of them are required to come in, and the pastors give a report on the church. And along with the pastor's report, the bishops usually call the delegate to also give a synopsis report on the church. Now, when annual conference starts, it starts with an opening, and then there's a lot of business sessions with components of the annual conference carrying on service. And service, in those services, we have, I know we usually do the women in ministry. We do the lay. We do the sons out. They will carry on their service. The opening starts around 10 o'clock, about 10 o'clock, and the evening service usually starts around 7, but there is a scheduled agenda that's, they took the 9th District website down, they had all this information on it, because of the new bishop. So I'm pretty sure sooner or later they will have that back up and you can get information about the new bishop. But in the meantime, if we were prepared to start supporting the annual conference on Wednesday morning, and we close on Friday at 1, so we look forward for the come and learn about our church and see how our sisters and brothers are doing. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Brother Sidney, for our late moment. Thank you. Thank you for the highlight of our annual conference. Well, make sure you write down that date, the 9th through the 11th of next month. We're going to our annual conference. And yes, you hit the nail on the head. We need all our members to participate during our annual conference, making your business to get there, to be there, to be a part of the annual conference. I need John Shepherd there. We need to be there. We do. We do need to be there. We do. We do. We do. We do. You all, we are quality individuals that can really help the Southeast Conference become the comfort that God has called us to be. We have a lot of talent here, a lot of know-how here, a lot of people who are smart and very intelligent, and who can get the job done. Not just on a local level, not just on a conference level, but on a district level, and then on a connectional level. I sit in the meeting with them. I'm like, I got my team, I need to bring it here.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. Thank you, God, for being an awesome God, a kind God. God, you're so good.
Yes, you are.
Continue, God, to pray for all of our sick members.
Mm-hmm.
Touch and heal their bodies.
Do now. Do now.
Now, God, we just pray that thou would bless your people under the sound of our weak voice.
Oh, help us.
Let your power fall fresh upon us.
Oh, yes, Lord.
This is your time, this is your place, and these are your people. So have thine way.
Do not.
Speak to me and speak through me.
Yeah. Use him, Lord.
My mind is full, a little cloudy, a little vague. But God, I'm depending on you. You know what your people stand in need of. I never come along with the message, God. I come depending on you. You know what your people are in need of. Now, God, I just pray that down the Lord will let your strength grow, fall fresh upon us. Help me, God, while I try to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Come on and give God your best praise this morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Come on and give God your best praise this morning.
Hallelujah.
Come on, John Samuel, got to wake up this morning. women of a word. Women of worth. Thank you, Brother Greg. Thank you, Devontae. Let's give our musicians a hand of praise. Amen. Thank God for him. Thank God for him this morning. Ushers, when you see, thank you, ushers, for serving this morning. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Wow. Women of word. Amen. Amen. This particular song, Psalm 46, has been tagged as a song where women are singing this particular song. Not the men, but the women are singing this song. As they reflect, remember, and recall what God has already done in their lives, at this point, they are able to exhale concerning the goodness of God. And what I love about Psalm 46, this psalm is like a text psalm. This psalm is like a quick summary concerning their walk with God. It is not a litany. It's not a long journey. It's not a psalm that starts out to give you a healthy introduction. But this particular psalm has the ability to dive in the deep end quickly. I love reading this psalm because this psalm is like how we text one another. We don't text a long paragraph. It's a short statement. The texting system is designed for you to give a brief statement and keep it moving. It's not, amen, 4 or 5 paragraphs for the brief. Amen. It's just one healthy sentence or one healthy statement in order to get your point across and keep things flowing. And this particular song is highlighting itself like a text message that the women are giving us through song so that we can see their hearts, mind, and soul. Look at the first stanza. God is our refuge, our strength, our very present help in trouble. Point number one, as a woman of worth, you have to see your resources. Resource, assistance, help, power. The women in the text, they were able to see God as their resource. It said, God is our refuge. They made it crystal clear that it wasn't the king, it wasn't the prophet, it wasn't the pastor, it wasn't the bishop or the elder, it was God. God is the refuge. God is their strength. God is their present help in the time of trouble. I thank God for that revelation this morning because the women are crystal clear in the text that if it had not been for God on their side, they would have lost everything. See God as your source. As a woman of word, you have to see God as your source. The women said, a very present help in trouble. They said, God is not for distance, but God is right there with me. When you see God as your source, you will see God as a God who's right there with you. Now I understand why grandmother and my mother used to say that he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his. Lord have mercy. When the Lord is close to you, when God is walking with you, when God is sitting right beside you, he will make the difference
difference in your life. So the women in the text, they are happy, they are praising God, they are winning a war because they see God as their source. They don't see stuff as their source, but they see God as their source. You better thank God for being your source this morning, because if it had not been for God, you won't have the car, you won't have the house, you won't have the job, you won't have the food on the table, you won't have what you have. But because God is your source, He supplies your every need. Don't get brand new on me this morning. I will unwrap you early this morning, because when I Googled you, you struggled in your life also, but you had good consecrated strength, and you fell down on your knees, and you talked to God about it, and God heard your prayers, and God answered your prayers, and it's your proclamation this morning, He may not come when you want it. God have mercy. I wish I had a praying church. What about women on fire this morning? He may not come when you want it. You know you're praying for your daughter, huh? And it's your proclamation. He may not come when I want it. You know you're praying for your son, and it's your proclamation. He may not come when I want it. But God is already on time.
Shout to you.
Is there anybody in here this morning who can help Pastor White preach?
Point number three this morning is results.
Joy at the
women in the text will say to you, God is our refuge. Every present help in the time of trouble. God is always, he's always there. Never late. No delay concerning God. Women of worth, praising God in the midst of some tough times. Say that the mountains be moved, earth be moved. That's some tough stuff. Say, even in the midst of chaos, we still won't have no fear. We fear when we see a casket. When the women say, boy, I'm in fear when the earth is shaking.
Trust and never doubt, God will surely bring you out. Come, come.
And you hear this morning, and you search for a church home. You don't have a church home. And you want to come in and part of my church family. Come, come. Come, we're taking in new Christian spirit, new church matter. Come.
Father, in the name of Jesus, lift up faith. Take your arms and use her in a very powerful way. Thank you, God, for her ministry. Thank you, God, for the calling upon her life. Give her the good results. He's showing her her future. As she uses you as her refuge, keep her, God, in good peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we lift us as shown before you. We thank you, God, for answering her prayers. Thank you, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, for making a way for her and her children and her grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. It's done, God. We claim it by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, pray for our sister. We lift up Sister Deborah Faye Brown. Pray, God, right now for her. Pray, God, for your angels to come and be with her. Pray, God, for your heaven touch as she intercedes on behalf of her loved one. Pray, God, right now, the Lord, that God will work on her behalf. God, we claim a good report as she seeks you for her refuge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Pray in the heart of freedom.
Everyone,